There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I buck a drink into you and get her done, boy. Yo!
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I'm gonna satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying to
hey,
for a night.
Hey.
Throughout the evening, drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
a different
hey,
life
hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. The Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Don't anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
to
hey,
for a
hey,
night. Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
to
hey,
for a
hey,
night. Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same choice, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same
choice,
a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
choice,
a different night. Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right, happy Saturday, everybody. He's Adam Hairhawk. I'm Drew Duffney.
Hey.
Right here in the Solid State Radio Studio featuring the Blarney Hour. We got a power-packed show coming up tonight. It has been a scorcher the last 2 days, and
yeah.
I got to tell you, folks, I am done disappointing Father John. We're going to tell some jokes. We're going to have a good time. We're going to, you know, just be frank with him and try not to get overly involved. I don't like to upset the man. He's getting up in his age. But,
you're gonna not upset him, but you're gonna tell him some jokes. We both know your brand of humor.
Well, I just try to be a little bit funny once in a while. But anyway, oh, is that?
Yeah,
I see the light.
Like clockwork. Here we go. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we on this lovely night?
Oh, Father, another night in July. More importantly, how are you?
So far, I'm not too bad. Had a crazy, how about Monday's rainstorm that moved through here? Wasn't that something?
Well, you know, that was the thing. I was out in Lapeer on Monday, and we didn't get anything. We were at the car show. I saw that over by the church you guys had some serious thunder and some lightning, but we didn't get anything in Lapeer.
Oh, man, for heaven's sakes. It was pouring. You'd think somebody was dumping buckets.
Wow.
Well, just pretend it's all holy water and it's good for your tomato plants.
Well, there you go. That thunder scared the life out of old Mabel. She just freaked right out.
Well, I'll tell you, yesterday in the day, that sun was as big as the planet, I swear to you. It was hot.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. You'll know.
85 degrees today it is.
Is it 85? Holy smoke. Gosh, good thing for air conditioning, huh, bud?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, Father. So, I was going to tell you, I got some Catholic jokes.
Oh, no.
Oh, Pete's sake. Uh-oh. Is this going to make me angry?
No, I think this is a good one.
Oh, okay, then let's hear it.
So, Sister Mary, she was teaching the school to the kids. And right. She asked what their future profession should be.
Okay.
And one little boy says, well, I want to be a doctor. I want to take after my father. And the other one says, I want to be a lawyer. And I want to represent people who can't afford to represent themselves.
Well, there you go. See?
Then the one young lass says, I want to be a prostitute.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Sister Mary says, what did you just say? And the young lass says, a prostitute. And Sister Mary breathed a sigh of relief and goes, oh, thank God, I thought you said Protestant.
Oh, my Lord. That's a funny son. I liked it.
But it doesn't stop there, Father. I planned a night.
Oh,
why should you never lose your rosary, Father?
Well, I never lose my rosary. I can see it right now.
Yeah, but what's a good reason not to lose it?
Well, why would you want? I don't get just because it'd break my heart if I didn't have.
Well, yeah, then you'd be searching for decades.
You broke his phone line.
I did. I that was the holy line that I broke. All right, Father, one last one. I think you'll like this one. What's the difference between a Catholic and a Baptist?
The Catholic's just the better person.
Well, yeah, that may be true, but a Catholic will say hello to you in a liquor store.
Every phone call you got to make me get like this, for heaven's sake.
Well, Father, you weathered the storm okay on Monday, and the week passed on, and now it's a beautiful, sunshiny day.
It is beautiful out there right now. I swear to goodness. I was on the porch for a little while earlier, but that was earlier. Now I'm in the air.
I don't blame you one bit. Yeah, I would be also.
Oh, yeah, if it's 85 degrees, for heaven's sake, where else would you be?
Well.
Hello, are you there? Did you hang up?
Oh, we didn't hang up. I was just thinking, Father, we're probably going to get on here.
Oh, I knew I smelled.
You smelled the devil's juice through the microphone?
No, I smelled your brain smoke.
Oh. The good father's got jokes today, huh?
Yeah. Let there be levity.
You guys bring it out of me.
Well, it's kind of like having gas, Father. You know, it's always best to pass gas if you got it. If you don't, and you let the pressure build up, that's where shitty ideas come from.
You always got to reach out there somewhere and grab something nasty.
I know, Father. Well, we better be letting you get on. We're going to be in church early in the morning, but we're going to tell the story of the old Johnny Tar coming up here next. Oh, you're coming in like you're talking through a harmonica.
Uh-oh.
Really? Well, you know, it's a big spit between every time I say something and your answer.
All right, Father. That must be God interjecting, saying it's enough. We got to cut it.
He's going to call his cell phone provider and give him his penance.
You guys, just sit down with that juice and go to playing your music.
Yeah. Right. Thanks for the call, Father John. You take care of yourself.
You too, my friend.
Let me tell you a little story about a man named Johnny Tarr. He was a hard drinking son of a preacher, always at the bar. Lager from the tap or shots and paddy from the shelf. He could open his throttle and throw back a bottle as quick as the devil himself, Johnny Tarr. And the word got around that Johnny Tarr was no pretender. From Clare to here they'd lock up the beer when Johnny went on a bender. Down at Dickie Mac's, the rising sun or at the Swan, he was drinking by 7, by 10 to 11, well all the booze would be gone, Johnny Tarr. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. But I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. It was 9 in the morning on a cold and rainy night. Johnny walked into the castle bar, looking to get tight. He had money in his pocket, he had whiskey in his eye. He said, get up off your asses and set up the glasses, I'm drinking this place dry. Now all the serious boozers, they were soon broken hearted when Johnny finished off 6, and he was only getting started. Guzzling down the pints and knocking them back like candy, he was looking all right to be drinking all night. Then Nora brought out the brandy, Johnny Tarr. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. But I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true.
Here we go, Sheila. Ooh.
Johnny drank the whole damn bottle, had another pint or two. When it made no impression, he started a session with Murphy's Millennium Brew. He was waiting for his pint when his face turned green. Jesus, Johnny fell down after only 15. Now you could have heard a pin drop when the crowd let out a roar. It took 5 Cork women to lift Johnny off the floor. The doctor looked him over, said you better call the hearse. But it's not what you're thinking, it wasn't the drinking. This man died of thirst, Johnny Tarr.
Even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. So I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me.
Sorry tale of the day when Johnny fell. But here's a side of the story wise you might not know so well. When the hullabaloo was over, the night at the castle bar, myself and the 5 Cork women had to bury Johnny Tarr. We rolled him out the door to the morgue at Bishopstown. We'd asked him if they cremated him, but the coroner wore a frown. He sadly shook his head and said, your plan won't work so well. There's so much booze inside his veins, he'll blow this place to hell. So if it starts to rain, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landing on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink and die. Well, we finally got him out the door and put him against the wall. We couldn't find a big enough house to carry him at all. We rolled him to Cove Harbour for a burial at sea. He phoned the Irish Navy, they had all gone home for tea. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles low. Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub,
outside. We stumbled out at sunrise, he was white as any sheet. There was Johnny frozen solid in the middle of the street. So we covered him in concrete, and forevermore he'll stand. A pigeon on his ball, the head and a pint glass in his hand. The passers-by all give a shout to the saint of Lagerlout. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tar. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tar. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud. Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie. If it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud. Johnny's falling up in heaven and landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie. In the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie.
Hey guys, my name's Arissa Kelly. I'm a professional foot archer all the way from London, and you're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Paddy Green. I am me mammy's pride and joy, I'm a fine old Bookaleen. I come from the county Waterford, near the village of Tremor. I've been living at home since I was one, and now I'm 44. I was born to be a bachelor, I'll never walk down the aisle. Me man still makes me breakfast, living it up in style. Girls, you never catch me, staying single is the plan. Born to be a bachelor, sure I'm your only man. Saturday night, me and the boys go on a spree. You can come down to the disco and have a drink with me. With the ladies on the dance floor, I'm a wild and crazy guy. With me white socks and me black suede shoes
and me thin red leather tie. I was born to be a bachelor, I'll never walk down the aisle. Me man still makes me breakfast, living it up in style. Girls, you never catch me, staying single is the plan. Born to be a bachelor, sure I'm your only man.
And then it's off to mass next morning, I'm wearing me Sunday best. I have no wife to fight with, so I've no sins to confess. After church, the married men go home, oh, what a shame. Cause I'm sculling the pints down at the pub,
I'm watching the football game. I was born to be a bachelor, I'll never walk down the aisle. Me mom still makes me breakfast, living it up in style. Girls, you never catch me, staying single is the plan. Born to be a bachelor, sure I'm your only man.
Bachelor, bye. Matchmakers fair, the girls all go a-hunting, she'll never see me there. I have a Russian sweetheart, a fine old king is she. She's out in Vladivostok,
and that's close enough for me. I was born to be a bachelor, I'll never walk down the aisle. Me man still makes me breakfast, living it up in style. Girls, you never catch me, staying single is the plan. Born to be a bachelor, sure I'm your only man. A bachelor,
sure I'm your only man, huh?
Oh, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney right here on the Blarney Hour.
Born to be a bachelor.
Your theme song. Yeah, in this heat, it made me thirsty, and I just, that song kind of fit right in. Not that I'm a mama's boy, but it just kind of fits into the whole deal. And, I mean, let's face it, I've tried relationships. They just don't work for me. You've been at the altar a few times, and you got a good one now.
Yeah,
you know, things are working out. Your life's on track.
Oh, yeah.
My life, on the other hand, is like an Etch-a-Sketch. Like, I have the vision, I have the picture, and then all of a sudden, one late night at the casino or one late night at the bar, and all of a sudden, I have to make it all disappear. Otherwise, I'll be disappointed. But based on what Father John says, maybe some of it's going to be true. Here's Road to Ruin right here at the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Meet me in the morning, I'll be happy as a clown. You'll just be getting up and I'll still be getting down. The band is getting tired, but they don't give a damn. So blow the girls a kiss and give the boys a hand. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low. For later in the evening, the one thing I believe in, I'm on the road to ruin, it's the only way to go. My pocket, a bucket in the well. That Saturday was Sunday, and I could hear the bells. Deliver me from evil, forgiveness and for love. You're heading for confession, and I'm heading to the pub. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low. But later in the evening, the one thing I believe in, I'm on the road to ruin, it's the only way to go. Nancy in the corner, now I'm moving in. I thought I'd take me chances, but I took one on the chin. I finally got her number, she wrote it on a cup. But I phoned her in the morning and I woke her, brought her up. She wished that I would go to bed, I only wished her well. And she told me Jesus said that I'd go straight to hell. She's following his footsteps, I'm following my nose. We're heading for the same place, I'll see you down the road. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low. But later in the evening, the one thing I believe in, we're on the road to ruin, it's the only way to go. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low.
A sultan sat on his oriental mat in his harem in Baghdad, Persia. He took one sip of his coffee just to drip, and he said to his servant, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya. That's the worst cup of coffee in Persia. Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a cup of coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they're no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. In days of old, when nights were bold and whiskey was much cheaper, Dick Turpin rode to a coffee shop and showed his pistols to the keeper. He said, stand and deliver, can't you see I'm all a quiver? Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a cup of coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they're no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. When Bonaparte found that he was in the cart and he'd lost that Waterloo fight, he gave his sword to Wellington the Lord and he said, you British do fight. Now you've won Waterloo, sir, what shall I drink with you, sir? Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a cup of coffee from a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they're no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. Now King Solomon with his queen would carry on, so we read in the ancient scandals. He gave her lots of silver coffee pots with diamond spouts and handles. But said the Queen of Sheba, I'd rather have any old tea bag. 'Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a cup of coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they're no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a cup of coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they're no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
With heavenly looks, but a devil was she. She buried her husband, so 1, 2, and 3, and all of them died quite mysteriously.
Well, the first was the farmer, old Willie McPhee, who owned all the land around Tanderagee. He was cutting the hay, and he ended up bailed by his threshing machine.
Oh, isn't it funny what money can do? The root of all evil is said to be true. Tell me, what would you do to be rich as a king? Would you do diabolical things?
The next was a gentleman scholar of note, famous and rich from the words that he wrote. But a book from the shelf fell down on his head, a right heavy tome made sure he was dead.
Oh, isn't it funny what money can do? The root of all evil is said to be true. Tell me, what would you do to be rich as a king? Would you do diabolical things?
Ooh. Then she was wed to a singer of fame, the idol of millions and worth quite the same. Till sadly his favorite new toy failed to break, but the poor grieving widow put on a great wake.
Oh, isn't it funny what money can do? The root of all evil is said to be true. Tell me, what would you do to be rich as a king? Would you do diabolical things?
It's lies or the truth, for if it was murder, there was never no proof. But there's devious things that can happen, you see, if you marry the widow of Donaghadee.
Oh, isn't it funny what money can do? The root of all evil is said to be true.
Tell me, what would you do to be rich as a king? Would you do diabolical things? Oh, isn't it funny what money can do? The root of all evil is said to be true. Tell me, what would you do to be rich as a king? Would you do diabolical things? Oh, would you do diabolical things?
Oh, my gosh, you guys, Adam and I experience so many things here in the studio at Solid State Radio. Every Saturday is a party.
It's a lot of fun.
Feel free to shoot us a message or let us know what you're thinking or what your thoughts are. That was Diabolical Things by the Irish Rovers. My gosh, we got to spend some time with George here. Has it been 2 years now? Are we coming up on 2 years?
2 years that we interviewed him, and then almost 2 years in March that we got to hang out with the guys
with
the from Irish
Rovers. Yeah. But it was basically their group that kept us alive, and they thanked Michigan for helping them get their start. So it's kind of a win-win. But speaking of keeping us alive, shall we pay some bills?
Yes, let's do that.
All right. We'll be right back, folks.
The sounds of summer return to historic downtown Lapeer with the return of the Summer Concert Series. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music every Thursday from the Pocket Park, located right next to the historic Pix Theater, starting at 6:30 p.m. Grab some dinner from one of our fantastic local dining options and enjoy a family night out in downtown Lapeer. From full orchestras and choirs to classic rock, blues, and jazz, you'll hear it all at the Lapeer Summer Concert Series. To see the full schedule of this year's series, follow Downtown Lapeer on Facebook or visit www.downtownlapeer.com.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present their final performance of the Summer Camp 24 of Schoolhouse Rock's The Musical. This is taking place on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. Ticket prices are $10 for all seats, can be ordered on stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Just remember, Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascaden's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
Hey, ha, da 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 da, yeah,
ha, hey,
Cardeon Scala Buckle, what's the rumpus? I couldn't tell if it was a party or a full-on wrecking crew. Barrels of booze in my bathroom, bodies all over my floor. They were charging me a cover at my own front door. When the whole thing's over, there's gonna be hell to pay. Cause when it's upside down, side inside out, what more can you say? Came out of my bedroom, he was wearing my best pajamas. Half a dozen dancers doing hornpipes on the bar. Something running in the kitchen, and it might have been my car. When the whole thing's over, there's gonna be hell to pay. Cause when it's upside down, side inside out, what more can you say? The tree, Pete and Pods were on their backs. Drunken monkeys are drinking Drano, and the guards are in the jacks. People hanging out my windows, falling down the hall. Music loud enough to shake the shingles off the wall. When the whole thing's over, there's gonna be hell to pay. Cause when it's upside down, side inside out, what more can you say? What more can you say? What more can you say? Scalable.
rumpus, hey! Da 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 ya! What's the rumpus? Cade on scale of buco! What's the rumpus, hey! Da 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 ya! What's the rumpus, hey! Da 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 ya! What's the rumpus, hey! Da 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 ya! What's the rumpus? Cade on scale of buco! What's the rumpus?
On the news of people dying in the street, pools of blood on the concrete. Well, many times I prayed before to bring those kids home from this war. But we were born in the USA. Well, know where you are from, nobody cares unless you are from over there. So you're welcome in houses by us all, with Mayor Daley on the wall, Our Lady JFK them all. We will break our bread with you, because we are.
I love the story about the Irishman and the Scotsman walking to a pub together, and the Scotsman yells out, "Drinks for the house, on me." And the following day, the headlines in the newspaper read, "Irish ventriloquist found beaten to death behind pub." Did you know that the limbo dance was invented by a Scotsman trying to get into a pay toilet for nothing? Okay, you know what to do here, don't you? At the end of every line, clap your hands twice like this. Oh, a Scotsman dressed all in his kilt left a bar one evening fair.
You could tell by the way he walked that he drunk more than his share. He staggered round until he could no longer keep his feet, and he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring di diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Now about that time two young and lovely girls were passing by. One said to the other with a twinkle in her eye, see yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true that he wears nothing neath his kilt. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring di diddly io. I wonder if it's true that he wears nothing neath his kilt. So they crept up on this sleeping Scotsman, quiet as could be, and lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see. Lo and behold, for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring di diddly io. Was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a minute, then they said, we must be gone. Let's leave him a souvenir before we travel on. As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonny star the Scotsman's kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring di diddly io. Around the bonny star the Scotsman's kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman rose to nature's call and he headed for the trees. He lifted up his kilt, then he gawks at what he sees. And in his drunken voice he says to what's before his eyes, oh lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring di diddly io. Oh lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize. Our Scottish friend, still dressed in kilt, continued down the street. He hadn't gone 10 yards or more when a girl he chanced to meet. She said, I've heard what's under there, tell me, is it so? He said, just slip your hand up, miss, if you'd really like to know. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring di diddly io. He said, just slip your hand up, miss, if you'd really like to know. She put her hand right up his kilt, and much to her surprise, the Scotsman smiled and a very strange look came into his eyes. She cried, why, sir, that's gruesome. And then she heard him roar, if you put your hand up once again, you'll find it's gruesome more. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring di diddly io. If you put your hand up once again, you'll find it's gruesome more.
We like to call our listeners Fananigans. Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Got to do a song about a young lady called Sarah. And Sarah held a whole bunch of different jobs. I'm going to sing about them right now. And this is an audience participation song, so let me explain your participation part. I'm going to sing each verse all the way through once. And then we'll do it a second time. But the second time around, you're on your own. Okay?
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. All day long she sits and shines. All day long she shines and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. On your own. Sarah, Sarah. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop.
Very good, no mistakes.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. All day long she sits and shifts. All day long she shifts and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. Here we go.
Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet.
This song is going to be no fun if you keep getting them right. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. All day long she sits on ships. All day long on ships she sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. Ready?
Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. All day long she sits and shucks. All day long she shucks and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. Watch it. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. I think I heard a mistake from the guy right in front here. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. All day long she flocks her ducks. All day long her ducks she flocks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Away, Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. All day long she flocks her ducks. All day long her ducks she flocks. Sarah, Sarah,
working with a flock of ducks. You said it, didn't you? You said it. I saw you. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. All day long she fits and tucks. All day long she tucks and fits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. Careful,
Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. All day long she sips her Schlitz. All day long her Schlitz she sips. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. Take it away,
Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz.
I was just the age of 16 when I first went on the drive. After 6 months hard labor, at home I did arrive. I courted with a pretty girl, 'twas her caused me to roam. Now I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home.
I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, is down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home.
I'll build a lonesome castle upon some mountain high, where she can sit and view me as I go passing by. Where she can sit and view me as I go marching on. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home.
I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink
when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. When I am old and feeble and in my sickness lie, just wrap me up in a blanket and lay me down to die. Just get a little bluebird to sing for me alone. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. If this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home.
All right, welcome back, everybody. My gosh. Canada, look, you can say it's our neighbor to the north or whatever else, but Great
Big C. The 51st state.
Yeah, Great Big C just could have, I feel like if they would have stayed together a little bit longer, they could have been arguably the Rolling Stones of Canada. We're not talking like Bare Naked Ladies or anything like that, but they really did turn out a lot of really, really good stuff.
Yeah.
It's a shame that they're disbanded now. I know they still do make solo appearances. But that was River Driver by them. You could hear they did some stuff a cappella. We are going to close out with a little bit of humor, as we always do. But don't stop now. Sessions is coming up after this. But here is Darcy's ass?
Darcy's donkey.
Darcy's donkey, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway. He won the race at Donegal. That's all I can say, that Darcy's drunken donkey won the race at Donegal. Right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Good night, everybody.
Was up in the Blue Stack Mountains, Darcy kept a bit of a still. We were sneaking home a bottle when the guards came up the hill. Lose the booze, cried Darcy, and before we could reply, he dumped it in the nose bag of his donkey standing by. The donkey had a ganky leg and only one good eye. When he got a lick of the whiskey, he'd swear that he could fly. He rocketed through the roundabout and down by James's bar. Then he vaulted through the hedges at the track at Ballantra. Here's for you, to me you win it all. The garter and the gargle and the trophy on the wall. He is to you, to me you won it all. The day that Darcy Drunken Donkey won the race at Donegal. Well, the garter chased the donkey, we followed in pursuit. For fear they spilled the whiskey, we begged them not to shoot. We barreled through the turnstiles, we got there just in time to place our bets before the lot of them reached the starting line. The flag was up, the race was on, the donkey looked behind. He saw the guards were after him, but sure he didn't mind. He had himself another sip, and a second one as well. Then he bumped and kicked and knocked the competition all to hell.
whiskey and then toppled over dead. We went to check the bets and found when everything was done, the Garda came in second and paid 35-1. So we dragged the donkey's carcass down to James's for a pint, to drink up all our winnings and to celebrate the night. We missed the poor old donkey, but still we had to laugh when James